The Federal Health Department recently awarded millions of dollars in research funding to teams around the country to develop gene therapies for rare diseases. One of the grant recipients is a gene therapy pioneer in Philadelphia. WHYY's Alan Yu has more.
Geneticist Jim Wilson has worked on curing genetic diseases for more than 40 years. Now he's focused on two very serious diseases, where a patient's body has defective copies of genes and cannot remove cholesterol or break down certain parts of proteins. These patients have to take medicine or be on extremely restrictive special diets for the rest of their lives. Right now, these diseases can be treated but not cured. Wilson's idea builds on decades of gene therapy research.
But the approach was to add new genes in cells that were missing or had a dysfunctional gene. This is a leap beyond that, which is not just adding the new gene, but actually incorporating into the cell machinery to fix the mutation.
His other big goal is to make gene therapy more widely available.
Now, many patients that have rare diseases have unique mutations. So that may mean that there could be a bespoke product for each patient. And what we're trying to achieve in this program is to find a way to do that efficiently and do it at scale to assure access.
The federal government gave Wilson's company up to $4 million over 5 years. The grant requires Wilson to start doing human trials in 3 years, which is a challenging timeline, shorter than what scientists usually work with. Alan Yu, WHYY News.